everybody, and welcome to the Hair Metal Rules Podcast. Today on the show, I have Sirius XM host from Hair Nation, Ozzy's Boneyard, and Classic Rewind, Mr. Tommy London. And I have met Tommy. I met Tommy at M3 last year. You guys were staying at the hotel. I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Yeah, I forget.
Yeah, we were staying there, and you walked in and took your picture with me, and that was a big thrill. I'm a big Hair Nation fan. I love listening to you on the weekends, and you know, hearing
thank you.
All your infinite wisdom that you share with everyone.
Yeah, I love the job. I'm very fortunate. It's funny. For years, I would talk about these bands and artists and their songs at the local bars while getting drunk. And now I get paid to do it, which is awesome.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, you know, it would be so cool to be able to be a host on Hair Nation. And I'm mainly Hair Nation, but I like Ozzy's Boneyard too. You know, mm-hmm. I hit Classic Rewind from time to time, but just being able to talk about the music you love, the music that I grew up on from the 80s, and you know, be able to spin it and talk about it. That's got to be just one of the coolest jobs.
Oh yeah, I mean, I do. I love the music. I thoroughly enjoy talking about it, listening to the songs, and educating the listener. I mean, there might be things I say from time to time you already knew, but there's someone listening who didn't know that. You know,
well, it's always good to learn things. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. And I grew up on Casey Kasem, so I love to do the Casey Kasem in terms of not his voice, which right. I don't think I could do anyway. But I remember as a kid when I would listen to Casey Kasem, he would be talking about the band or artist coming up after the band or artist he was about to play. So, for example, if he was given a teaser that the answer might have been John Bon Jovi or Bon Jovi, he'd be like, yeah, and then that person will be singing after Kiss. You know, so I love to do that sort of thing on the air to keep you glued to the radio, Casey Kasem style.
I grew up on Casey Kasem. It's funny you say that. I used to stay at my grandparents every weekend, and you know, I always loved listening to the Top 40 show on Sunday morning. And
yep.
I would go up my grandpa's truck and you know, turn the ignition enough to get it, you know, the battery to play the radio. And I can't tell you how many times I've been out in the truck and him come out there and get ready to crank it, and the battery is dead because I was sitting out there listening to American Top 40.
Yep. I used to get in arguments with my mom. We'd be going to church, and there's Casey Kasem ready to reveal the number one song or some trivia he was going to talk about after the commercial or whatever, or after a song, whatever. And I'd be like, Mom, we can't go in the church yet. I got to hear, you know, the answer. I got to hear what the number one song is. Oh, it was a huge argument back and forth. And of course, she would win and I'd end up in church and I wouldn't. We didn't have the internet then. So it's not like I could go on the internet or pause the radio like you can on Sirius XM on the app and then go back and listen. No, we didn't have that luxury back then. I was either in it to win it or that was it. And
either you knew what it was, either she let you listen to it to hear what the number one song was, or you just had to guess, well, maybe it's the same as it was last week.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was, especially some of those songs in the 80s. I mean, they would be the number one song for 6 or 7 weeks.
If I hadn't heard the Michael Jackson song yet, I'm pretty confident it was, you know, number one. Or number two, for that matter. Yeah.
Well, I'm 53 years old, and I'm a big, I call it hair metal. You know, people don't like it called that, but this is my show. So for the sake of it being my show, it's hair metal. That music was, there were so many genres rolled into that era of time. You had rock, hard rock, you had glam metal, you had sleaze metal, you know, you had the Metallicas and the Anthraxes, but it was all, you know, hair metal, heavy metal. You had big hair, some of them wore spandex, some of them didn't. They wore the blue jeans and the, like when Motley Crue went from Theater of Pain image they had with the spandex and all.
Right.
They go in the girls, and it's all blue jean jackets and leopard print and pins and buttons and but it all got. But my point, I've listened to this music, since 1985, and I love it. I have a big passion for it, and I just, I try to keep it alive. Stations like hair metal, not hair
Hair
metal.
Nation.
This is my show, Hair Nation. Keep it alive, and I even love the Deep Cuts channel. I listen to that a whole
Yeah.
lot because there's a little bit more mixed in there than, the
Then on
ones
the,
you
yeah.
play quite often.
They've been mixing it up a lot more lately, having us be able to choose from a wider catalog now on Hair Nation itself. But yeah, the Deep Cuts channel is really cool too. And I feel the same way. I'm very passionate about these bands and their songs because I grew up on them. And MTV was a huge influence. I remember running to the magazine store or the local deli or whatever to pick up Rip and Hit Parade or Metal Edge. I couldn't wait to read the interviews and plaster my wall with the pictures inside there. It was just a, I don't know, different time, a different. Different way of things, and that happens with every era of music. But this one was kind of special to us. And I'll tell you what, Hair Nation is one of the most popular channels on SiriusXM. So there's a lot of people who feel that way,
I remember when satellite, when Sirius was one and XM was one, when it very first came out, you had the little thing you mounted on your dash and you run this cord out your window and you had a little puck that stuck on top of your to receive it. And I remember seeing, there was going to be a hair metal station on there. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. So back then, when it first came out, I know you could get a lifetime subscription to it for X amount of money. So,
Yeah.
needless to say, I paid that years and years and years ago, and it was well worth the money I didn't have at the time
Right.
to pay for it.
I remember that actually. So, okay. I think that was like $500 as a
I
lifetime
think so,
subscriber,
yes.
right? So, I subscribed to SiriusXM when Howard Stern came over. I believe it was just Sirius at the time.
Yes,
And
yes.
XM had their own thing, whatever. Then they merged. And so prior to working there, I was a subscriber. And I had the piece because I lived in New York City, so I didn't listen in the car. I had this piece. It was like a little iPod-y type of thing, like an iPod.
Yeah, right.
And you would have to, I could listen to the shows live on the base in my home. Okay, because the antenna was there, whatever. But if I wanted to take it out and listen on the streets, I had to save the show. So I had to, like, I guess you could say, record.
Right.
I'd have to record like Howard Stern show or whatever. It's pretty
That's
wild.
one big reason why I subscribed to it as well. I didn't know who Howard Stern was back then. And then I stumbled across Howard Stern, and I used to love listening to Howard Stern, especially when he created the second channel where he would play stuff from the 80s. And
Yeah,
I just
right.
thought that was so good. I wasn't really into what Howard was talking about in the 2000s or whatever, but just listening to his other station was a lot of fun. How did you get hooked up with Sirius Satellite Radio?
It's funny. I was having a conversation with a bunch of people. One of my friends in this conversation, worked for CAA, which is a huge agency, management agency. They have like Seinfeld, Madonna, things, people like that. And I've known him for a long time, and he was like, man, all there is to know about these bands and their music. I could tell you who wrote what their publishing company was and who they dated and all the quotes and everything. And because I read those magazines and watched MTV, as we discussed. So, he said, man, you'd be great on SiriusXM. And I said, wow, I would love that gig. That'd be a lot of fun. He goes, well, I'm friends with the president. I'll put you in touch, Scott Greenstein. I was like, yeah, okay. Now, listen, I've heard these kind of things before. I'm a musician, I'm a singer. I've heard so many people say, I'm going to get you a record deal. And I was like, I felt this was the same. And man, no sooner said than done. 2 days later, he put me in touch on a group text, not even an email, group text. And Scott Greenstein said he would love to meet me. He's not hiring anyone right now, but he would love to meet me. I was like, I'm not getting this job, but I get to see SiriusXM. Maybe I'll run into Howard Stern. So I went, and I hit it off with Scott, and he was like, "Well, I don't have a lot of people like you here with this knowledge." I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yes." He goes, "I'm going to get you in on the weekends," and I was doing weekends on Hair Nation and Ozzy's Boneyard, and morning and nights, and then. People left, people get shuffled around, whatever, and now I'm on like 2-3 times a day, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's
I
cool.
met
Grateful.
when we went to M3 last year. I didn't physically get to talk to you because, like I say, you were coming into the lodge is where you guys stayed, I believe, is what it was called.
I forget what that hotel's called. It's a big hangout though downstairs, like a huge party going on.
That yeah, the me and my wife went to the lodge, and just see who would walk in and that I could meet. And like I said, I met you, and one of the people I wanted to meet really, really bad was Chris Caffrey from Sabotage.
Oh, he was there. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, well, fortunately, I was standing there, and all of a sudden, he walks in the door, and I'm like, "Geez whiz!" There he is right there. And I'm kind of I love meeting all these people. I'm kind of bashful about it because, I feel like I'm intruding on somebody, and you really don't know how to approach some people. You understand what I'm saying?
I
I walked
understand what you're
right up
saying.
to him, and he put his arm around me, and just was like he was a long lost friend, and it was great to meet him. But we were standing outside the second day, and Mark Striegel is one of my favorite guys on the weekend on the show.
Yeah, he's great. I've known Mark a long time.
I told my wife, I was like, boy, I really like to meet Mark Striegel and just shake his hand. And we saw Tommy last night, so I'd like to meet Mark. And lo and behold, we're standing in line, and Mark walks out with his portable handheld, the recording, I guess you guys use
Oh,
when you
yeah.
take. He came out and said, "Does anybody want to be interviewed for satellite radio?" I'm thinking myself, well, here's my chance. So I talked to Mark, and he didn't have any t-shirts at the time. So we were sitting there, and he was nice enough to walk out there and give me a Hair Nation t-shirt. And I had made some t-shirts for my podcast, and I knew Mark probably didn't want it, but as a gesture of thank you for giving me one, I'll give you one. I gave him one of my Hair Metal Rules podcast t-shirts. Anyway, he's really a nice guy, and
Yeah, he's a great guy.
it's cool seeing you guys at hosting M3. We're me and my wife are like waiting around now for them to announce who's going to be there. And
Yeah, I don't know when you're going to air this podcast. Hopefully, we'll have that announcement when this airs. But as we're talking now, they have not announced who is in the lineup. I have been told that it is happening. And it will be more than likely going down as per usual. One of the first 2 weekends of May, they usually do the first weekend of May. I'm pretty confident they're still targeting that date. They're just working on some of the acts. And from what I've heard, I don't know if these rumors are true. I'm not allowed to say, but they're working on some really killer stuff. I'm hoping that a lot of it goes down. And Mark and I will be there once again this year. So,
Well, I hope I hopefully I could I will I can get both of you together or something, and get a picture of my two.
yeah.
Like, Mark's been on my podcast a couple of times. I
Oh,
enjoy
cool.
when he comes on here. He was so gracious to me the first time I ever had him on. He was like the fourth person I ever attempted to interview, because I don't consider myself an interviewer. I consider myself me and you're FaceTiming one another, and we're catching up from old
Right.
times. That's but anyway, I did it. He did my podcast, and it did not record for some reason. And I
Oh,
felt so
man.
bad about it. And he was nice enough to, he was nice enough. It's kind of like you got the wind going in your sails, and you get a good interview, and then you're doing the same interview over again. So it's kind of like there's no wind there because you've already talked about it. Does that
Right,
make
yeah.
sense?
No, 100%. I know exactly what you mean.
And sir,
It's
you
like you're
are
trying to
Mazeez.
recreate the interview.
Right, recreate. Yeah, I had a couple of guys that happened to me. The guitarist for a band called Valentine, Can't think of the name, his name right off the top of my head, but he was a guitarist for a band from called Valentine from the East Coast. Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They have the song "Running on Luck Again." You guys play it on. I think I've heard it on Hair Nation before. I was surprised if I did, but anyway, same thing happened with him. But what it was I try to get on a few minutes early, and I always hit pause because I don't want it to record for 10 minutes, and I didn't hit unpause. And so I did the whole recording and it wasn't there. But anyway, enough of that. You are a musician too.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you a heads up what you should do.
What's that?
So in the future, so you record it here on Zoom, but what you should do is you should get a recorder, just a standard recorder in the room. And if you have, I don't know if you have me on a speaker or whatever in there, but you hit the recorder to record while you do the show on Zoom. And if God forbid you should have messed up or some mistake happens on Zoom, you still have the audio and you can put the audio out.
Very
See what I
good.
mean? Yeah.
I'll do that. That's a good idea. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I've
Like
done that
that's
trick. I've
happened to
done
me
that trick with
twice, but
interviews. I've done that trick.
you learn from your mistakes. So that's as
Right.
long as you learn from them, right?
That's true. That's why
And
they're, that's why
you
mistakes
have a
happen.
band called the Dirty Pearls.
That's correct. I used to be in a band called the Dirty Pearls out of New York City, and we opened for man, we opened for everyone. Motley Crue, Cheap Trick, The Darkness, Cinderella, Lady Gaga, who else? Scott Weiland. Oh, the list goes on. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I had a great time in that band, and it was funny. Every time we were fourth and inches from the move, like a record deal or something would just happen. It should have been a reality show with the band. So we were never able to cross the finish line per se, but we had a lot of fun trying. And then I went solo. I put out a solo record about a year or two ago called Emotional Fuse. If you search my name on any of the streaming platforms, you'll find it. And I'm gonna drop a new single here actually soon, and I'm working on another project that I'll reveal hopefully by the summer, but we'll see.
What
Yeah.
were your musical influences when you were growing up?
Man, well, my favorite band of all time is the Mighty Van Halen. I've always been a big Van Halen fan. Aerosmith was another influence for me, Billy Idol, Motley Crue, Poison. I love a lot of, I love big rock and melody. I feel that's what attracts me to Van Halen. And Dave Lee Roth. I've always thought he was one of the best frontmen of all time. His theatrics and whatnot. And I'm not a guitar player, so even though I loved Eddie Van Halen, it wasn't that attracted me to the band. It was their songs, the big melodies, like, man, they really could write a song. I don't think Eddie Van Halen gets that credit as much, that he was an amazing songwriter as much as he was a guitar player, but yeah, I've just always loved big songs with big melody, and I'm hooked. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in rock. It could be in any genre. If a country song has it, I'm hooked, but my base was always this genre, of course. Just the big hard rock, heavy metal stuff. Though I don't consider my stuff to be heavy metal, but I've always listened to it since I was a kid.
Van Halen was one of those bands that were they were just a tight band. I mean, you watch them live, they can stop and pick right up where they left off on the right note.
Wait, who was that? What band?
Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen. Oh,
They're
yeah.
such a
Oh.
tight, band. You know, you see them, you see
Yeah.
live stuff from YouTube and all, and
Yep.
stop and
Well,
David Lee Roth is out there talking, and they'll pick right up on the next note and never
yeah,
miss a beat.
you know what that was besides chemistry, which is obvious. Playing with each other so long, you know each other's rhythm. And when you have someone like Eddie Van Halen who can always find a way to fill the hole, I mean, you're always set. And with Dave Lee Roth on the other side of that coin, he's very vaudeville. Vaudeville is very much, right on the cuff. Hey, what do you know? Hurry up with the joke. Hurry up. You got to entertain. Song and dance, man. That's what he was. So that's why I think he worked well with Eddie in those situations where they could always find a way to keep it moving, and whether it be the path they were supposed to take or not. And I just always found that really cool,
Well, that's good that you can. It's good, like you say, it's good that you've been around each other for so many years that you can pretty much tell the next move one of them's going to make. So it's like you say, you go with it.
Right. Right.
One of the things that fascinates me about you is your 6 degrees of Nikki Six.
Nikki 6 degrees of separation, where I
Of
connect to any
separation.
celebrity you throw at me to Nikki Six of Motley Crue within 6 people. I ripped it off of Kevin Bacon, you know,
Right,
the six
yes.
degrees of Kevin Bacon game. And when I first started at Sirius, I remember when I got the gig, I was like, man, I don't, and I'm not dissing any of the other hosts. Everyone has their own thing. But I go, I want to make it interactive with the audience. So I want to come up with like a game show. And that's what I came up with. Yeah, I was like, how do I do one with Motley Crue? They're always a lot of fun. And then I do the quotes as well. Say it, don't hairspray it. Because these guys
Yes.
all had the best quotes, man. They really did. You
Oh,
know,
yeah.
they really did. They were like words of wisdom or just hilarious. And I don't think there's any other rock era where that happened. You know, in the 90s, they were all so serious. I'm sure they
Right.
got great quotes too, but they were just, you
Sure.
know, serious. In the 80s, you could get a serious quote from maybe like a Jon Bon Jovi, and then from Paul Stanley, you'll get something that's just so witty, you know,
Right.
entertaining. And that's what I wanted to do with the listeners. And I also test with song lyrics on my show. And I want to make it where you interact with me on the socials and you're having fun while listening to these songs because you've heard the songs a million times over. You
Right.
know the songs. How can we have more fun with these songs in a different way? And that's what I was trying to achieve.
Well, you know, I love you doing all that because if we go somewhere, you know, and we're listening to you, and you'll do the song lyric thing. You'll read it out of, and I'm trying to sing it in my head. I know exactly what it is, but I get it right a lot of times. Now the Nikki Sixx thing, I try to keep up with you and see where you're going, who you're going to tie into it next. But you're very quick and very good about that one. So
Thank you.
I can't compete with you on that one. But you know, the quotes, sometimes I get the quotes right, but when you reveal who it is, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I would imagine he said that, or that doesn't
Right.
sound like something he would say. But the song lyric thing is awesome, because I was talking to a man named Rob Wild. He sings with a band called Midnight City. He's over in London, and
I'm not
they're
familiar.
at, huh?
I'm not familiar with them.
Well, they had the 80s Sunset Strip sound, and I really dig their music, because like you could plug them right into 1986 and they would, you know, fit right in. But you know, I'll forget what I was gonna say to you, actually. Wow, I forget where I was gonna go with that. I'm so
That's all right.
sorry.
I'm not going anywhere. You just let me know if you
Like I said,
remember.
I
Midnight
forget what
City.
I was gonna go there. But anyway, yeah, I love doing the do you doing the song lyrics and all. And I love the satellite radio, the whole thing. You look a lot different now than you do when you're on the stage. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but you remind me of a younger Andrew Dice Clay.
That's because of the hair.
Yeah, because of the hair. Yeah.
Yeah, but I prefer Danny Zuko or Arthur Fonzarelli,
Are you
and
okay?
Elvis are the other ones I usually get. But yeah, I usually have my hair in a pompadour today. I'm just wearing that my New York Yankees hat because I was too lazy to do the hair, and plus the headphones would mess it up
Oh,
anyway.
sure. Don't go to all that trouble for me. Don't worry about that. It's funny, you interview people, they're like, is this going to be a video interview, or is this going to be just audio? Because if it's audio, you can just be sitting in your bed drinking a cup of coffee talking to somebody, you know. But if it's video, it's a little bit. But Zoom is video either way. You know, you either
That's what's
save the
cool about it.
audio, or you know, I've just now learned how to do the gallery view split screen, because some of the ones I did with Zoom, it was you talking, then it would switch to me talking. But I like it, you know, side by side.
Yeah, they fixed
Oh,
it.
huh?
I think they fixed it because I would do interviews on Zoom, and if I was talking and you talked over, like it would mute the other person. Now it seems like they fixed that, which is cool.
Yeah, I had to Google that. You know, Google and YouTube are wonderful things. I've learned how to do so many things through both of these platforms, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Googler and a YouTuber. I'll YouTube a question in a hot minute, and you know,
That's awesome.
figure out how to do something. I was always fascinated with the Sunset Strip. You know, I loved the Sunset Strip bands. I would have loved to have actually walked the strip, one time and seen, went in the clubs, had the flyers thrown in my face, seen all the hair and the people out there. And, but I didn't, realize that, the East Coast, they didn't have a Sunset Strip, but they had just as many bands on the East Coast. And I didn't realize it as much till I started talking to people in interviews, how many bands there were on the East Coast. But you just couldn't go from club to club. You actually have to get in your car and drive to the next club. They weren't, side by side. As a teenager, what kind of clubs did you go to, and what bands did you go see as a teenager?
Well, I was raised outside of Philadelphia,
Okay.
so a small town called Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, and there wasn't too many clubs there. I'd have to go into Philly or close to it to go see some of the bands, but unfortunately, a lot of those clubs at the time were 21 and over, and I couldn't get in as a kid. I remember we tried to see Cinderella as a teenager, and well, they wouldn't let us in because we didn't have the ID or even a fake ID at that time. So I remember we went around back and listened to Cinderella, but we didn't get to see them till years later. There was this one club though called Pulsations, which was a dance club every night of the week but Sundays. And Sunday nights they would have the rock bands come through, like the big bands. Like I saw Fraley's Comet there. And being a big Kiss fan, that was so cool. That's when he dropped that record, Fraley's Comet, which was such a big deal when he put that album out, I saw a Great White there, first time I ever saw them. I also saw King Diamond.
King Diamond, really?
Yo, King Diamond, man, he was epic. Yeah,
Dang.
so it was pretty wild. Like that was, and that was all ages. Those shows were all ages, which was
Right.
awesome. And that was probably the first experience I had seen these bands on a smaller level until
Right.
eventually when they would play the arenas, when I would see them all at the Philadelphia Spectrum, from Motley Crue to Bon Jovi to Aerosmith to Skid Row. And I mean, there wasn't a show that came to town in this genre at the arena that I didn't see. I was Even if they came around twice, I saw it the second time, you
Oh,
know.
twice. That's great.
You know what I remember the most? I'll never forget this. I saw Def Leppard first time when they were on their Hysteria tour. Now, this is before they released the song Pour Some Sugar on Me. And
Okay.
the album was falling flat, if I don't know if you recall or not. They had released Women and An Animal, I believe. And it wasn't getting, the steam that they had hoped for this record. They played the Philadelphia Spectrum one night, and it was, man, half full. I remember looking up and it was empty all up top, and I was like, wow, this is Def Leppard. What's going on? And then a few months later, they released Pour Some Sugar on Me. They came back to Philadelphia and sold out 3 nights, completely sold out. And that's when I learned the power of one song. I was like,
Yes.
wow, this one song and video just catapulted this record and band,
Yeah.
even higher. And they're still killing it, man. Def Leppard. Really killing it, putting out new records, and these records are great. They're not half-assed albums,
Right.
and they fare well on the charts, and they stick to who and what they are. That's what I appreciate when a band puts out an older band, classic rock band, puts out a record. I'm not saying you shouldn't be modern to a degree, but don't try to keep up with the pop
Yeah.
artists of the world. I don't, don't try to be some heavy metal, hard rock Lady Gaga. Do what you do. Stick to your lane. Have a little cool hip. Rolling Stones figured it out.
Right, yeah.
They always have a little hip sound going, but they're still the Rolling Stones. And
Right.
I think Def Leppard definitely do that. So that's cool.
The you're talking about clubs. The clubs around here when I was in high school was the Flaming Mug and the Switch. Flamin' Mug was in Fayetteville. The Switch was in Raleigh. They were
Right.
twin sister. But anyway, on Saturday nights they would do the they would let you in if you were under 21. Of course, you the armband thing. And down here in Fayetteville is where Fort Liberty, Fort Bragg military base is. And either you had big hair, you had no hair being military, or you're just a regular looking kid. And the first time I ever went, a bunch of us from high school, we went and saw Sabotage and Cold Sweat. growing up in that era of time, and I like you. I begged my mom for a subscription to Rip Magazine. I gave up my allowance for a couple of weeks to get that, and would always go to. It was called Rite Aid at the time, which is now like a CVS
Yeah, I
or a
know what you
Walgreens,
mean.
to
Yep.
pick up Metal Edge magazine when the guy would put it out on the rack. And I'm like you, I read it from cover to cover. I
Yep.
wanted to know because that was the only way of knowing anything about these bands. And then, of course, on Friday night, you made sure you were home to watch the Headbangers Ball on Saturday
Yep.
night. And, MTV did so much for. Did so much for these bands, and if you got on the Headbangers Ball, chances are you'd be on the countdown or the Hard 30 that came on during the week, and chances are you would get some kind of recognition. But there were so many bands in the 80s that had great music, but just never really made it. And I was attracted to bands like that, like the Leather Wolves, the Heaven's Edges, Hurricane Alice,
Right.
London, Odin, all those bands, some of those bands that you saw on, Decline of Western Civilization. I'm sure you've
Oh,
seen
great movie.
that before. But
Yeah.
like I said, I've just always been a big fan of yours and
Oh,
Mark's,
thank you.
and it's always fun listening to you guys, on Saturday and Sundays and playing along with your guess the song lyrics. And I can't, like I said, I can't hang with you on the Nikki Sixx thing, or I can't hang with you that, because that you're pretty you clicked that off pretty quick. So that's all
Yeah,
right.
it's a lot of fun.
So you're
I'll
gonna
be out
be there.
somewhere. People shout out, people to me. Hey, connect Mo Howard from the Three Stooges or whatever. It's funny.
Can you really do it that easily?
Certain people, yeah, sure.
Really? Wow. That's
Depending on who it is.
pretty cool. That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. So hopefully M3 will announce. You were talking about M3. I follow the any M3 sites I can follow on Facebook. And there's always, there's one site, and yesterday my wife came home, she's like, "Oh, there's somebody M3 on here." And she started reading it, and she's like, "Well, this guy says that the reason why they're not announcing is, number one, there's gonna be a rat reunion. Complete Rat reunion, a complete TNT reunion with Tony Harnell, which if Rat got back together with all of them and TNT got back together with all of them, that would be pretty cool to
Wow.
see." And
I didn't hear it.
there was two other bands that they mentioned, and I said, "Well, number one, Erica, I haven't seen anything about. I know TNT is getting back together, but I hadn't seen anything about a tour, and the chances of." Stephen Piercy and Juan Croucier and Warren DeMartini, Bobby Blotz are getting back together. I don't know if that's true or not, but
Right.
it's fun to imagine that that's actually
Yeah, I
what
would
they've
love to see
announced to
it.
you.
Ain't gonna deny it. I would love to see it, you know?
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be
Yeah, it'd be
great.
sick. We'll see what happens.
So
Hopefully,
are
I
you
go
in
in.
California now, Tommy?
I'm in California now. Yeah, I moved out here this past summer,
Are
in June.
you or were you near the wildfires, or?
Yeah, we were. So my girlfriend and I, we had to evacuate. We live in Calabasas, so
Okay.
around a lot of mountain area and things like that. And we went to Hollywood to stay in a hotel, and we get settled in. We open up the curtains, and right across the street, no bullshit. Huge fire in Hollywood. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like something in a movie. We had to get up and leave there. That whole area got evacuated.
Yeah.
And we went to another friend's house in Studio City. And then a house went on fire about a mile down the street from them. I told my girl, I was like, everywhere we're going, the fire is following us.
Oh,
It
yeah.
was unbelievable. But now we are back home. We are safe and sound. Our home is still intact. They are expecting some big winds to pass through again. I'm hoping it won't make those fires happen again, but fingers crossed. So
Well, it's just, it's tragic, that a fire, can get that big, spread that much, and things that have been there for decades aren't there anymore. And it's terrible when something like that happens, and we're not put on this earth to question anything. You just hate to see landmarks get burned down People losing their homes, people probably stealing, maybe stealing a shelter that don't know if their homes are still there. Your heart goes
Yeah, for
out to,
sure.
and I would have hated if, you would have sent me a message, look, guy, my home's not here anymore. Man, I'd have felt so bad for you. I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know you personally, but I do know
Right.
you. You understand? You don't want that to happen to anybody. But man, I'm
No.
glad you're safe.
Thank you. Yeah.
I hope you love California. If you didn't love California, you wouldn't have moved out there.
No, right. I mean, I'm digging it out here. I'm a New York City boy. I lived in New York City for a very, very, very long time. My whole family's from New York. Even though I was raised in Pennsylvania, my whole family was from New York. We were in New York all the time. And then I eventually moved there in the late 90s and lived there since until I moved here in June. Yeah, my girlfriend lives out here. We were going bi-coastal for a while.
Right.
And so it was time for one of us to cave in the warm
Right.
weather. Very enticing.
Yeah, this is the coldest. I live in North Carolina, and this is the coldest it's been around here a long time. It's supposed to be like 17, and there may be a chance of snow overnight Wednesday, a dusting, which is about, a little a half an inch. But North Carolina's not bad. You have mild winters. I mean, there's days it's 75 degrees outside in January. It just depends on, we don't get much cold air. New York, you're used to snow and
Yeah.
cold weather and all, but you're out in the sunny California now, and
Yep. I don't have to worry about that snow.
mild temperatures and sunshine. Well, sir, I hope you had fun. I
I had a
enjoyed
great time.
talking to you, and I'll have this posted probably in the next couple of weeks. I'll let you know when I post it, and
Okay.
hope to see you at M3. Maybe
I
I
will
could
see you at M3, I promise. Mark Strieglin, I will see you there.
hook up and shake your hand and introduce you to my wife. She's a Cajun from Louisiana, and she loves this music just as much as I do.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to meet her. Can't wait to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, take care, sir, and God bless you, and
All
I do
right.
appreciate it, Tommy.
All right, brother. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Take care now.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.